Sinking ni jim parliament never young, dapper job, son jizu compound budget of Rosa. He chilled the tumble chill of two song, gums from Jumber Jivanyamba, Samba San Junjo to Tokyo from what the tongue is.
You know, Kinokuchi requested every one of us before listening to his teaching to develop bodhicitta, which means that one motivates oneself to strive for the ultimate state, fully awakened state of mind, which is not a state which abides in the extremes of cyclic existence or nirvanic peace. And one strives for this state for the benefit of all sentient beings. And to be able to reach that realization, one should strive in studying the scriptures, reflecting about it and
meditating about its meaning. Then, Donan to him Chamila, sin a number of Emba, which is our son.
Kinomuchi explains some verses which relate to the progressive stages on emptiness and the progressive way of comprehending emptiness, shunyata. And these verses are in common to both. Schools, tenets of Madhyamaka, Svatantika, and Prasangika, and the other is the Acharya Nagarjuna. And the verse 30 in his text, Yukti Shashtika Karika, six verses of arguments or reasonings, he says, to begin with, to those seeking thatness, it should be said, in Sanskrit is Sarvam Astiti, everything exists. Later, having understood the significances and being free of attachment, they will completely, in brackets, rely on solitude.
Tene nga tso tekpa tienpo, tekpa tienpo lan yo, tekpa tienpo chu nyam su lemba te, tene tartok te kona ni tsabare, tene tsar su jete, Tenyam, Tekonanyam, Tontambatambam, Nelok Tartobam, Nesor Tartobate, Natu Sorgo Yure, Tisena Tenyi Sorlasumber, Tontambatamba Travel.
All we who are very interested in the Mahayana tradition and we are inspired to gradually proceed on the path of the Mahayana tradition, use all practices there are. Final aim which we strive for, which we look for, which we search for, is the dekonani, is the thatness, tatata, or in other words, is the genuine reality. And is that final state of true nature or true state of being, whatever exists. So looking for this, we are said to be seekers of this thatness.
Tene nga tsu zo dra tre ro rikza nam ngus dunga do ngusum temi yo den do te tsar go go yo mare. Tā tsūr gōyā tē kārē, tsūr gōyā tē ngū sēn tōng mā tā pā, mā tō pā tōng tā mā tēng bā tē tsūr gō gōrē. Tōng tā mā tēng bā ngū sēn tōng tō gō mā tō, gō jā rīyā bā tē sē nā tē nē rīk tā tsūr gō bārē.
What is meant here is seeking. For example, if we look for something, then in general we look for something which has form, something which, like sound, is a smell, taste, or object of touch, and so on. But it's not that which we are seeking for, which we're looking for. That which we are seeking for can't be seen. So that which can be seen is genuine, ultimate reality. So how? But how can we, while searching it, how can it be seen? It can be seen through correct reasoning.
Tēnī tsōrgā pē jīmtsīn kāngī nyam nā, tē jīmtsīn tē kāma lō lā, kuñcōp tsīn tē nāma ndē, jūcīn tēn tē tsō tsāng jī nāma, jōmā tāwa, mālām tāwa, mēlōng nāng zūngī tāwa, chūnāng dāwa tāwa, jūcīn tēn tē tsō tsāng jī nāma, tāng nāng jīn tōng bā. Nang yin to tong ba yin yang ma cho sim ji nam de ni ju jin ten de cho zang ji nam ma de la de bar ke ba nam to ji a so yo ba de bar ke ba nam to te tra pa re tra pa nam to rang rang chin ji nam to rang ge rang chin wa re nang ba lo len chin wa te rang ge rang chin wa rang ge rang dam ba re ma to dam ba po de ni se pa po kun jo ge dam ba ma re ཁྱི་མ་དང་དམ་པ་དེ་ཇོ་མེ་པ་དང་ཅིམ་མེ་པ་ལ་རང་ཅིན་ཅིན་ཁྱི་ཡང་སོང་མ་རེ་རང་གནམ་དོ་ཁེ་རང་གནམ་དོ་ཅེ་རང་ཅིན་ཝ་རེ་དེ་སེན་རང་གན་ཇུ་ཅིན་དེ་ཆོ་ཅང་ཅིན་ནང་ལ་དེན་པ་ཅིན་པ་ནམ་དོ་གན་ཅིན་ཝ་དེ་ཏོ་བར་སེ་པ་ལ་ད་དོན་དམ་པ་ནེ་ལོ་དེ་ཁོན་ཉི་ཡང་དོན་དམ་པ་ནེ་ལོ་ཏོ་གོ་རེ་དོན་དམ་པ་ནེ་ལོ་མ་དོ་ན་ཁེ་ drove chedo, de conani, torguba. Tamunga to de conani, and tombani, torguba, junkin, carabu. Junkin mina, then it turned a pigamado, torga la gabo yangumare. Junkin giona, torgugundo, torva la gabo yungre. Ya. Gabo, gabo. Tombani, torva la gabo yungre, same gagri. Gagado, gagado.
So how to start ours out while looking for the general reality? All that appears as concrete, something concrete, substantially existing, is actually merely a coming together of many causes and conditions. This is the conventional way how things exist. They don't exist as substantial entities, but come together due to many various interrelated causes and conditions. So, if things exist in this way, but appear as kind of singularities, entities, then for our convenience, various examples are given that, like phenomena which appear as kind of singularities, these are just similar to the appearances in a dream, which are similar to this. Entities which appear in daytime experience, they're similar like to an illusion, something which appears but doesn't really exist. They're similar to reflections in a mirror, or they're similar like the reflection of the moon in a water.
Moon.
It looks there's a really moon in a water, but actually it doesn't. All phenomena, all that which appears to our mind, is by nature empty. It's empty of having kind of substantial own substantial nature or existing from their own side. But we always sentient beings we cling to kind of we cling to phenomena to exist in a true and concrete in a real way. So how can that happen? Actually, they don't exist this way, but they appear that way, and we think they exist that way. That which makes us think they exist as truly concrete, this is the conceptualizing activity of our mind. These are our thoughts, our concepts. And these thoughts, concepts, there are deluded states of mind. We, through this conceptualizing activity of our mind, we tie ourselves. We are bound not by a God, by some kind of supreme, ultimate existence. We bind ourselves. Nobody keeps us in this kind of in this prison. We do it ourselves. So how can we we are bound by that which appears as in merely as an interrelatedness of many various causes and conditions. We are bound by clinging to these appearances as having kind of ultimate to real existence. By that we are bound, fettered. So what we have to look out for, what we have to search, seek, is the true nature, the abiding nature of these phenomena, the essential nature of this phenomena, that which appears, in other words, genuine reality. By approaching this genuine reality, we will not longer be fettered by, bound by this relative appearances, perceiving them as truly existence. So that which we have to search, which we have to seek, is the dekanani, is the tatata, thatness, just as phenomena are. We need some reasons, you know, why should we strive for, why should we undergo such difficult task, why should we...
Sum yobale, ta te konani, sorvala, jesur sum de nani, tambo kande he gondo. Tamti sena, tomar am tambo, tamti yoji jobarsa, tamti yoji jogondo. Yobar jesur carre. Le jumde yo, yobar he, jevang apse yobar he. Tena, jevang amang aso tende, monsum dendo. Sendela, Kavani Yongsong, Sendel, Jewangaman in Der Yongsong, Tandando. Tam Mangbala Kavan Dogre, Jewa Samalan Dogre, Jewangapsi here. Jewangama da Samalan Rovate, Ranginjin Rogera, Kunjoke, Jewangapsa Latigera, Jumi Jimmy, Jewangapsa, Jewangaman in Der on Denisaman Dogera, Candescent Dogre, and a legend Dogre, ta. Le zangin ke wangke, jeba zangin lan dogre se du, ta le jumde ye par khe. Tene yin yang, tene koba la donga ye par khe. Donga te le la ra le par khe. Roba se, koba la tene, roba rik doga sim jin tang, rik doga sim jin ke, donga tang, che che la so pa, mandra pa cho, tangbu khe gu par e sung par. Lam sang tong pa nye khe na pe nga madu.
So the next line, in the next line, Nagarjuna, he said that Savam Astiti, everything exists. So how should we understand this? In the Buddhist tradition, there are the way how things exist. There are kind of three ways of position. First, you know, phenomena exist, just as they appear, they exist in this way, and there's a second possibility, they don't exist. And a third one, are in state of existence which is beyond of existence and non-existence. So to we who strive for the realization of the tatata just as things are, so what is first needed, how children start out with, and here Nagarjuna says it is first one should start out with by regarding that everything exists in a way as we perceive it, and this means, for example, deeds and their results. We have the understanding that this previous life must have kind of origination before, there must have been something before this previous life, must be having before something this present life, so a previous life. So this life comes from a life before, and further, since there was a previous life, this life will continue into the next life. So that what keeps this kind of life's previous, present, and next life, but what keeps it going, what makes it going, is a kind of supreme reality, some God who keeps that in motion, or what could it be? But that which keeps that in motion is said to be karma, is various deeds we do and their respective effects. Further, all dissatisfaction we experience in cyclic existence is completely dependent on these, on our deeds, and dependent on the respective effects. So, first of all, it's needed to explain that all these six kinds of sentient beings exist with their respective karma and resulting suffering. And to start out with, to emphasize the true nature of phenomena, it has no benefit, will not have benefit.
Leje wang dunga na so yu chur dang sanje da sanju samba phakpa tene sanje da phapa sanju samba nam na nang khewa ta dewa yu pa tang khowala dunga na so yu chur dang sanje ji khingam na tene dewa sanje deji sanje ma cha pa yu chur yang ke go yu chur ma da ba xie ya.
So the way how things exist, they're variously described. They're described as that all the sentient beings exist due to their own deeds, and they suffer due to the deeds under various forms of suffering. And there's explained that there are Buddhas and Bodhisattvas who have realized the ultimate state of mind, which is a state of peace and bliss. Their explanations about the pure realms of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, where there's a great experience of bliss and so on.
Tene hinkanji yendi yang jir sanji ji hinkam mdrava tsu yendi yang chepato nuso deva jinji hinkam la jino tene donga kawa yu donga ji meng zang yang mepa la soba ta hinkam ju yendi yang tsu hie kubara.
And further, there are explanations. The explanations are needed, for example, explaining about the true existence of pure realms, pure lands of the Buddhas, which have many qualities. Not even, for example, not even the word, the sound of suffering is heard there, is there, like as the description of the, what is called Sukhavati, the pure land of Amitabha and so on.
Tene hengkang la jeba, do ne hengkang la jeba, jo kang yinba yang xie gobar.
Tega
la jeba mato.
Also what is needed is the explanation, what is the cause for being reborn in such a pure land?
Tene yin yang pongpo nga yore, kang chob je yore, jenche chun yore, pongpo kang da jenche la yang, Zangbo da ngayamba da parma naso yobare te pongkang jenji la Zangbo ngayamba parma naso yobare te yang le la ra le ba le la ten na songwa yinba teni xie gubare yo gubare.
And it's also necessary to explain about the existence of the five aggregates, the psychophysical aggregates, about the 18 elements, components of existence, about the 12 12 sources of perception, the 6 sensing faculties and their objects. They're all the way they appear can be in a very positive and good way or in a negative way or kind of neutral way. But all these, which are said to exist, the five aggregates, 18 elements, and 12 sources of perceptions, completely based on karma.
Dene donam to gen cha me le se de, yueba tsor de yabu ji hi go gondo. Yueba de kun jo ke sepa yebar hi na, कुंजो के सेपा पुकुंजो के सेपर सामना तेने ताकपर तबायों करे जो दंचिं चानी में पा जुमे चेमीले सोवा सामना छेपा गए ता सेपा पुकुंजो के सेपा महिंबा जो में पा चीं में पा लयं सेपा म सोवा महिंबा तेने ले लारा ले पा जो चीं तेने छोटांले सोंचो दिखी ना तेने येपे येपे छोटे यापो हा कोवरे तो नम तो हिं छा मिला से ये पे चो नम तो ते तेने ये पा ते ले हिं बा मैं बा थमर पे हिं छा मैं बा छा बा कब सो तेने तो बनी तो गुड़ सुन गए हिं छा मैं बा ते जो तेने मता पा दा ये पा ले तेने दोंगा ना सो न्यों सो पे ना ना सो ला पंपो कां ते चिंची दो जुगा ते रो रो जे नवं दो ड्रां दो नी दो छा दांग ले तेजु चोट तो हाँ कोको बोले ये पर चोट आ ये पर लेते हैं ना दोंगा जो उनसे तो सो ही ना तो ने ये पर ले हिंबा में पर इनको तो ने तो बनी थी इनको तो सो
इट इस इम्पोर्टेंट टू अंडरस्टैंड हैव अ गुड अंडरस्टैंडिंग अबाउट द वे थिंग्स एक्सिस्ट दे आर ideas, those ideas beings have, how things, how these things which exist come about, somebody who makes them, creates them, and creator, God. But if one has this this idea that there exists a creator who brings all that about which exists, then one falls into an extreme of permanence. But there are others who say, well, there actually, to all that appears, there is no cause, nothing causes appearances, kind of everything kind of chaotic. This you fall, one falls in another stream, having this view is the extreme of nihilism. In conventionally, whatever appears completely dependent on deeds and their respective results. They arise, appear due to the interrelatedness of many causes and conditions, due to paticca sammapada. And in this way, it is very important to understand, as the Buddhist, the way things exist. There's a reasoning in explaining that things exist, and the reason is that if one knows very well how the way how things exist, then the attachment which is involved with those existing things will decrease. And for example, there's the teaching, the extensive teaching about impermanence. Whatever arises, whatever the five sense faculties perceive, be it form, sound, smell, taste, touch, whatever, they appear as truly existent. And we now, if we perceive them as truly existent, due to this perception, many forms of dissatisfaction and suffering develop. So therefore, this Tao Te phenomena don't exist in like permanent things, but they are impermanent. Then also, now in the true way, how things, the way that they exist, then our suffering will decrease. And then from there on, the people, the seekers can be guided into the true nature of phenomena, how they ultimately exist, and this is shunya bhava emptiness.
Sina nambara vembao. Sina sijite teji sata nambara vemba tengondis. Nambara vemba sijite tongba nyite nambara vemba. Nambara vemba. Koyang, payang, lungyang tengondis. Koyang, payang, lungyang te tongba nyite. Ta tongba nyi, koyang, payang, lungyang ke rangin chinje, tene tongba nyi tengu. Sungbari.
Then the last line of Nagarjuna says, then later the people have a good comprehension about how phenomena exist and attachment is reduced. Then they will rely or attain or gain, there is no growth in this, solitude. And solitude, that means here in this case, Buddhist solitude means it's a mental state that which results mentally by engaging in the practice of emptiness, which is a mental state of very of great relaxation, expansion, and so on.
Pena yoba yena yunjin yungre wemba mundu, meba yena menjin yungre wemba mundu, yumi nika yena yan wemba mundu, nika mayin pe yenda ji yena wemba mundu, tongba ni te yoba, meba, nika nimi tamje len debu sena, tene wemba re, koyang, payang, yung.
When there is a kind of clinging to phenomena having a true existence, what results is that there will be no mental solitude or no mental relaxation. Also, if we cling to the opposite, that whatever appears, you know, doesn't actually exist, it doesn't bring that peace, it doesn't bring that solitude to the mind. And also, if we have kind of this idea that phenomena both exist and not exist or neither, it will not bring the peace, the relaxation to our mind. That which really brings relaxation, expansion, free, mental state completely
relax.
Free of tensions, body and mind free of tensions. This is the understanding of emptiness, of shunyata, which is the understanding that the nature of phenomena is completely beyond these kind of philosophical positions
that we have. That's a kid and some day. Kid your message.
If we recite this verse three times together.
Number window me hippar, tupa zamjin yogsi jin, kanda suna mazipa, jiba taisar deda la hisavasan.
The stanza 31. Nagarjuna, he says, those who do not understand the meaning of complete solitude, but merely through learning they engage, and without enacting spiritual merit, such mischievous people will be lost.
Then they got so number one, but Junjin Tang, Tongbany, but Junjin Higondo. Number one, but then Tongbany, Junjin Kangang, my hippa, when by the Tongbany is a surname, the so massa, but surname, the so yano, then it give a tachare, give a docare, rang a rang lagre, somebody. Tony, the covatam, the pinkam, the Junjin Higondo.
So the verse says, one will not gain solitude of the mind if one doesn't thoroughly understand the various reasonings of shunyata, of emptiness, if one doesn't know why one has to practice emptiness and know well about it. Just merely hearing or just superficially studying about it and then not enacting or gathering spiritual merit, one will not come to the full understanding of emptiness. Actually, this kind of mischievous person who has lost himself.
And because number one, he part the part second or the party. Number one, my hippar, rotang the teyando. Tupa tangin joke, see chain. Tony la tupa tangin joke, but see chain. Sunan gave a lay, mazi, becanza, kanda. Give a tiger deda, see to the chuchin. Give a tiger deda chuchin. Lakbar and jote, ranga rang, lakbar and jote. Tony young. Number window, my hin, Antoni, Matova Kanke, Sunan gave a lay young massape, deferring in the sati, Nason the Kavis. Tajur Senatino.
Superficially learns about emptiness, he will, and then from this resulting misunderstanding, he will not accumulate virtue, but on the other side, due to his misunderstanding, he will accumulate a lot of negative karma. And this person is not due to his own mistake, he is lost. Nobody else caused it. He himself led him astray. So one, you can put it in kind of logical argument, saying that like subject here, subject matter is a big person, a mischievous person, and which is lost. He lost way. If one doesn't thoroughly understand emptiness, one will accumulate lots of negative karma, and the result is one will be reborn in lower destinies.
The number window me he said that Tongban Yin be Junxin me he ba. Tongba ni he be tsik zong na ting de Tongba wo sam de sam no tang na yi jiu re tene shun na ji cho ya na tene ta xer cha re tsik zong ji ping ma do Tongba he be tsik zong ji ping ma do Tongba re sam ba zong ji ping ma do ta Tongba wo sam be tsik zong na ting de Tongba re sam na shun na ji cho ya na tene ta shun na ji cho ji ka ba chi re tene ji ba ta xer cha re.
Here it means not fully comprehending or not knowing about, not understanding the meaning of complete solitude. It means solitude is that state which derives from practicing
truly practicing emptiness, one, it will not, it's not enough just to think, oh, no, everything is empty. It's a very superficial, dangerous way. One has to know all the reasons why phenomena are empty. It's very profound, it's very difficult to understand. So the word itself, emptiness, everything's empty, will not bring about the desired effect, and this actually will be a mischievous burden because you accumulate a lot of negative karma.
Then the number of Indon Hiba Tiyang, Le Tang Boki, Munsum di Hito Yamare, Munsum the Tot Tomare, Ta Tang Bo, Jig Todaji, Tin Tig Lasso, but Tin Tig Latin, Tin Te, Wimbe, Tongam, Tombani, Bijum Jin Chi. Jibat,
solitude, which derives by practicing emptiness in a genuine way, it will not arrive if one doesn't know well about emptiness. Here it means much is needed to gain true understanding. One needs one has to apply the various forms of reasonings there are. So one, first of all, one has to develop inferential knowledge. One will not arrive directly on a direct perception of emptiness. Through the various forms of reasoning, one will arrive at a kind of inferential understanding. And due to all these reasonings which are given, like phenomena beyond one and many and so on, so then gradually if one contemplates, one meditates, also practice emptiness gradually in the progressive stages they are given, then one finally will probably arrive and
What
is to be understood as on the unferential understanding knowledge. For example, there are various forms of dissatisfaction and various forms of suffering. So do they really exist? Have they concrete existence? Then here one applies the reasoning of suffering, dissatisfaction doesn't exist as a singularity, as one, it doesn't exist as many, it means it's not a composition of many parts which make up that frustration or that dissatisfaction. Finally, coming to the, one has to come to the conclusion that it's merely a concept, suffering, I suffer is just merely a concept, and arriving at the conviction of that, that is meant with intellectual understanding and knowledge.
Jibat sema, mainly Riki Jibat, Ripa Latin, Yasako, La Jibazo. Then Ravonga to Zotogre.
Then matter to any one son to talk to my.
Within transmigratory existence, we have we meet many people and we develop a concept about friends and concept about opponents, and based on this, various forms of frustration, dissatisfaction arise. But friend and enemy and the suffering deriving from that are merely appearances. They're coming together due to various interrelated causes and conditions. So if one applies this reasoning that phenomena don't exist as concrete entities, as a friend and an enemy, but all that friend and all that enemy or suffering comes about due to interrelatedness of causes and conditions, then one can arrive on understanding of emptiness, a branch understanding of emptiness, or in other words, an understanding which is knowing, which is based on reasoning, and it is impossible to arrive at the direct perception of
emptiness.
So if one is a seeker for the ultimate truth, for emptiness, and one has to affirm emptiness due to the various reasoning, logical reasons there are to arrive at the correct understanding. And further, one has to meditate upon the meaning of emptiness. Further, in the post-meditative state, one has to develop lots of spiritual merit. If one doesn't proceed in this way, one turns out in the end to be, as Nagarjuna says, a mischievous person, a very negative person.
Tony Gomso Yabu Hi Tony Gomna Sunam Jato Masa Nayang, the Ni Tony Gom Hibasena Tashar Jagamari.
So if one likes to meditate on the meaning of emptiness and in addition accumulates lot of spiritual merit, one will not turn out to be a mischievous person. But on the other side, if one doesn't comprehend emptiness well and doesn't accumulate spiritual merit,
Kinamuti
says that if one changes some particles, then it will be easier for our comprehension. And if the first line, if you change... just for the understanding, it's more easier to mashe parat, it would be parat, and also to put some gi through merely hearing or learning. It's just for verses like this, but for our own convenience, it's good to change
it. Lenam Deva Chenyi Tang Rova Ta Chan Yang Da Xe Te Rang Xin Yong Xin Tang Jeva meba ta jan jin shi sa ba sa.
In the stanza 32, Nagarjuna, he says, deeds together with their respective result, and also then in brackets the places of rebirth of the migrators have been truly explained. The full knowledge of its nature and also the unoriginatedness have been taught.
Lenam deva chini tan sija lehe lejen deva ke rova ta chen yang da ke rova teni kamsom jen rova am yang nan rova ri chok tan desu donga da ne sa ta so yang tang bu ke go do de ran yin yong hi tan de ran yin yong hi ne je wa mai ba ta je se go wan da wo te ye go de ran yin yong hi ne le je ran yin hi Legend every run in he comes on Kova, Rova Rick Roke, then a dead dog run in he, ne? Then a Java Mabataja, the young, he is a Java Mabaton when you think of it. Tango lay, Mikey, legend ever, Mikey, Rova run in Mikey, but then a Java Mabatin and Ping Madison. Saputova.
So one can see the gradual approach, how one should strive for the ultimate meaning, how one should start out. The first one should know very well about the two deeds and their respective results. And then one should know about all the various existences within these three dimensions of three realms, desire, form, and formless realms, or in short, knowing about the destinies of all the six kinds of sentient beings together with their various forms of sufferings. In this way, it is the Buddha explained it. Then, from there on, one should gain full knowledge about how karma, how the six kind of sentient beings, or the three realms, sentient beings in the three realms, what is the true nature of them, what is the true nature of happiness, suffering, and so on. And then from there it is taught the unoriginatedness of phenomena, in other words, emptiness of the nature of phenomena, which is emptiness. If one explain this topic at the starting out point, it would be of no benefit.
Then,
those who like to reflect about the meaning of the true nature of phenomena, emptiness, it is good to start out to understand well and think about karma, think about the six forms of sentient beings and their respective sufferings, and then approaching to understand the phenomena which is emptiness, nature of phenomena. And it's in the third line, it says Yong She Dang. If we change Dang into Ne, then the comprehension will be easy.
Dang also Ganga Tsajin.
Zuba Me.
Yisang Yin Dong Ge Tawa Tosu Ki.
days can only be explained in short some root verses of root verses concerning Matsyamaka and root verses which both both can be related to the two tenets that come to the end, Prasangika. Tomorrow can we will in short explain about Shinto Matsyamaka.